Proclamation number 3582 of 20th of October, 1945. Intercession by fellow human beings. How and wise it is to bypass the direct connection with God and to want to make use of a fellow human being whose prayer is supposed to benefit him. God only respects prayer which is sent up to him in deepest love for the neighbor, and the power of love is then used for the benefit of the needy. But every other prayer is useless. In his merciful love, God sends suffering and adversity upon the human being in order to motivate him to entrust himself to him without limits, in order to motivate him to establish the right relationship between a child and its father, because only then can the strength of divine love touch the human being's heart, and through this influx of strength help his soul to develop spiritually. If this intimate connection is disregarded, then the influx of strength is only slight and also only guaranteed if the intercession for the fellow human being comes from a loving heart. Otherwise, the human being will remain entirely without strength and his soul will have to starve. A person can never achieve the transformation of his fellow human being's nature, but he has to be active himself. He is to turn his will towards God himself and make contact with him in order to receive strength. Loving intercession is only useful for him insofar as strength is supplied to him which lifts his weakened will. That he thus receives the strength through intercession to turn himself towards God. This supply of strength is the effect of the fellow human being's love. But without love every prayer is useless, for only profound love will cause a prayer to be sent to God in spirit and in truth, and then it will also be successful. God requires the connection with him, which every human being can establish if he wants to. Anyone who relies on the prayer of a fellow human being is not yet doing God's will, and thus that prayer will also remain ineffective. The human being can achieve far more with a heartfelt sigh than a long prayer which lacks this heartfeltness, just as the heartfelt thought of God gives him more strength than a prayer of intercession by a fellow human being. But God evaluates the degree of love of the one who prays for his fellow human being, because love always gives strength and thus a loving intercession does not remain ineffective. And that is why again and again great suffering and bitter hardship befalls the individual person, because he should not forget him who alone can help him, because he should establish the right relationship which alone secures him the supply of strength from God, and because he has to become active himself in order to achieve success for his soul. And people should not forget that their fellow human beings can never take the responsibility away from them, that everyone has to take responsibility for himself and therefore also has to become active himself, and that they can only carry out this activity with God's help, whom they have to call upon in heartfelt prayer for strength and loving care so that they will reach their aim, so that their souls will mature on earth. Amen.